Just a few blocks behind Music Hall, tucked in a tiny alcove behind a large leafy tree in the West End, lays an unassuming collection of worn gray headstones. Enclosed by ivy-covered brick walls and a chain-link fence, the Chestnut Street Cemetery sits almost hidden from the world. But this small plot of land is actually quite historic.
It's the oldest Jewish cemetery west of the Allegheny Mountains.
Ed Marks is past president of Jewish Cemeteries of Greater Cincinnati. He recounts the tale of a man named Benjamin Leib, who in 1821 contacted Cincinnati's small community of Jews and asked to be buried in consecrated Jewish ground.
Well, there was no Jewish cemetery. So these six Jewish men purchased a lot from Nicholas Longworth. And the back part of the cemetery, farthest from Central Avenue, became the Jewish cemetery.
The Chestnut Street Cemetery opened in 1821, and there are 85 people known to be buried within its walls. It closed a few short decades later in 1849, following the cholera epidemic.
We have a list of those who are known to be buried here. There may be a couple of others. There are not 85 stones here. So there are a number of people, including Mr. Leib, whose graves aren't marked by stones. Now, whether that's because the stones have disintegrated over time or because there never was one, remember that he had no other family, and he may not have made arrangements to have a stone cut. It gets quieter back here.
Marks leads me around the grounds. It's not very big, only about 50 by 75 feet. He's particularly fond of the brick walls and the serenity he finds here. There are some concerns about how much longer the walls will last. They buckle in places, and some bricks have collapsed along the outer sidewalk. Marks would like to replace the chain link, too, with something more inviting. The headstone inscriptions are a mix of English and Hebrew.
And then the closest thing you'll find in any Jewish tradition to a human being is in the emblem that's on here. It's two hands holding a pitcher and basin. There's a tradition of washing the hands when you enter a Jewish cemetery.
The Jonas family's obelisk is perhaps the most prominent grave marker. Joseph Jonas is one of the cemetery's founders. He's also famous for helping establish Rockdale Temple, the oldest Jewish congregation west of the Alleghenies, and one of the founding congregations of American Reform Judaism. Looking around, the lawn is neatly mowed, a few flowers grow in one corner, and small rocks sit atop several of the stones. That's an ancient Jewish custom. But Mark says whoever placed the rocks there must have done so out of respect, because the people buried here have no known family remaining.
And that's one of the sad things. We believe there are a couple of families in St. Louis who went further west from Cincinnati, but we haven't been able to contact any of them to let them know that they have ancestors buried here. We haven't been able to find them.
Sitting at the intersection of downtown, over the Rhine and the West End, Marx says this unexpected gem is well respected. He cites a chance encounter with a neighboring homeowner a few years ago.
And he said, oh, is there anything we can do to help? We love that place. And, you know, we pick up papers as we see them on the outside. But if there's anything we can do to help, let us know. The neighborhood has been very, very respectful and helpful toward this. You'd expect that a lot of paper and trash would come over the fence or the wall. Doesn't happen. There's very little.
The cemetery is not open to the public, though you can easily see all of it through the fencing. Jewish Cemeteries of Greater Cincinnati will arrange tours for interested parties. Mark says he'd love for more people to visit and experience the same sense of peace that he finds here. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.